Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, and if you've ever felt stuck trying to learn jazz piano from a million different sources, this show is definitely for you. Each week, I break things down step by step to help you play with more freedom, more confidence, and a whole lot more swing. Everything I share here ties back to the system that I created and that we use inside the Jazz Piano School membership. So if you're ready for more structure and progress, I'll tell you how to check that out at the end of this episode. And hey, if you're enjoying this kind of real-world guidance, make sure to hit follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a little while, and I had to take a little bit of a break, and I'm going to tell you why today. But I want to lead with this because it's one of the themes in my VIP coaching program, my year-long VIP coaching program for my very close jazz piano students. And the theme is this. Our expectations of how fast something should take is always faster than it actually does. I just want you to keep that in mind. I'll say again, how fast that we think we should get something or be somewhere or learn something is always faster than the time it actually takes us. And the more you can realize this, the more you can let that resonate with your soul and your journey, the more at peace you'll become. And the more fun you will have because you will be calm. And you'll understand that your expectations for the timeline in which you learn are more in line with the scope of the time that it actually takes. And this in turn helps so many things. Your mindset, your being, the way that you show up to practice, the way that your attitude is throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year of your jazz piano journey. And all my students have been realizing this. And what they've been coming to after realizing this and talking about it, we've been having conversations about this, is that this has helped their mindset so much more. It actually opens your mindset. Instead of having a closed mindset, they have a growth mindset because of this one thing. And again, the reason it helps so much is because you're not in a rush. You're not hurrying. You're not discouraged. You're not doubting. You're trusting the process. You're trusting that you will get there, and it's about the consistency and showing up and doing the work every single day. Now, the closed mindset, thinking you should be somewhere that you're not, leads to discouragement, right? Bitterness, resentment, maybe guilt or shame, and that spirals really fast in so many things in life, and especially jazz piano. You don't want to practice. You're not open to learning more. You're not open to trying more. You think it's your fault. And I want to tell you, none of that is true. None of that is true. And so the more that you can kind of just be at peace with the journey and the amount of time that it takes to actually learn something and the amount of work that goes into it, the better jazz pianist you're going to become. And I found this true for not just jazz piano, but so many projects, ambitions in my entire life. Right? Anything like construction, renovation, your schooling, everything in life. We always want to get there faster than the time that it takes. And if we can just enjoy the moment, the day to day, it helps our mindset, helps us show up. It helps us just go through it and enjoy it. Enjoy it so much more. And that's really what, you know, especially music is about. It's about enjoyment. So that's my, words of wisdom to you to lead off this podcast. This podcast is more, it's about that for sure, but it is kind of a welcome back for me too, because I did take a lot of time off recently after the holidays. I was very, very tired. I had a lot of family in town, and after Black Friday, and what's happening now is that we are migrating all of Jazz Piano School, all the Jazz Piano School education, so for all the members, the Lifetime Elite members, any course buyers, anything, we're migrating to a brand new platform. And this brand new platform is absolutely a game changer for the user, for you. And if you're not a member, I'd highly recommend that you think about it. And it's not just about the membership anymore, too. It's about structural change that I've made to the way that Jazz Piano School will be run in the future. Now, I don't know if you heard, but I just released an amazing course that's a 3-part course. And with the investment into the course, if you purchase it, you get lifetime access. And you get all 3 parts of the course. So it's not just one, but it's a uniformed foundation structural course called The Proficient Jazz Pianist. And there's 3 goals. And the reason I structured it like this is because these 3 goals are cohesive units, that work off each other to develop a pianist into a proficient jazz pianist. They all bounce off of each other, meaning all the components work interchangeably to raise your level. Now, the 3 goals or parts of the course, I call them goals because it's directed towards your goal. Students come to me, they say, I want to learn how to do this, this, and this. And the 3 things that I've heard students say the most amount of times, Brendan, I want to learn how to comp or play in a band or comp for myself in solo piano. Brendan, I want to learn how to play solo piano. Brendan, I want to learn how to improvise jazz. Okay? Those are the 3 things. And I encourage you to try to prove me wrong. Any of your goals will fall within one of those categories. I promise you. 3 categories. That's it. So when we can clearly define the focus and the scope of what our goals are, we can clearly define the educational path. And this course has been so effective, and it's data-driven and proven in my live programs, which I tested years ago. And now I developed it and released it, and it's out. And you can go now to the website. Now, here's the big change. I'm no longer going to be offering the membership to new people. That might seem a little weird, but here's the reason. I want to deliver a structural path for students that can move down a certain road and develop and see more results than they ever have in the past. And the way to do that is by placing restraints on you. And I'm trying to think of an analogy that's not offensive. If we take a wild horse, right? And we want to try to, I'm not a horse rider at all. I'm just thinking of this analogy because I use Headspace. They talk about the wild horse or like your mind being a wild horse, right? Which is totally true. Your mind, if you don't put constraints on it, it can go wild. It can run wild and think about so many different things and like meditation. And I meditate a lot, right? So we want to think about our journey as a wild horse because we're so drawn to so many things in jazz piano because we want it all. We want to run around rampant and just go nuts and learn everything and learn licks and comping and voicings and drop twos and fourth voicings and chordal voicings and transcriptions and Oscar transcriptions, McCoy transcriptions, Chick, right? I want to play like Herbie. I want to learn blah, blah, yada, 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 right? We're like a wild horse. Students are like wild horses, okay? If you try to ride a wild horse right off from the get-go, you're going to get thrown off immediately. If you have a wide open space, even trying to get on a wild horse in a wide open space is very, very difficult. So what do we have to do? We have to put our minds or the horse into a small area, which then we start to grow from the bond, right? The adjustment to that area, this tiny little area for the horse or our minds in this case, right? And then slowly but surely, we expand the scope of the area. And then eventually, we're able to expand it to that we can control the outside realm of information because we've built the foundation, we've built the structural integrity, and we've really learned to control big, large areas, but we started small. And that's exactly what the Proficient Jazz Pianist does. It's going to be a course that everyone has to move through. Now, when I say has to, it's going to be, here's the thing. It's going to be the only thing offered on the website. So if you want to get involved with Jazz Piano School, the only thing available for purchase is going to be the Proficient Jazz Pianist. Now, if you want a membership and you want access to everything, sure, you can email us, right? That's fine. But you may not hear this podcast. And if you go to the website, it's going to be the only thing offered there. And it's going to be the very first starting place in the new migration that students go through. And I'm so into curriculum creation and education in jazz, especially because I truly believe in it. And I want students to get to their desired results and have a better experience than I did in the past with jazz, with learning jazz. Jazz can be very frustrating, right? So these are the new changes. And I'm very confident, and this is what's going to be happening going forward. And so we have a New Year's sale that ends this week. It'll be the last time you can pick up any courses for sale, including the PJP at a lower rate, because it's going to be going up. And again, it's going to be the only entry point into Jazz Piano School because I believe in this so much. It's really 99% of the people out there right now need this course. It's very rare, even for advanced players, where I hear a player and I say, I'd still have you go through goal two of the Proficient Jazz Pianist, the solo piano, or I'd still have you go through the improv portion of this and try to test out of all the proficiency levels. There's tests at the end of each level. That's the whole premise around the course, is that it's testing your proficiency in certain tools and components. This is what I had to do with back in college, to move up into more advanced classes and study with teachers that I wanted to pick. I had to demonstrate proficiency, and this is exactly what this course does. It helps the student learn and demonstrate proficiency in the components that you need to play jazz piano. So many of us, including myself, were skipping so many building blocks because we wanted to learn so fast and be somewhere else, that we skipped all these foundational and structural components that literally lead to a proficient jazz pianist. And this is the main reason that students like yourself, or if you're listening right now, you're just spinning your wheels in the mud, right? You're not able to gain traction. You're not really able to grow or like get or reach the desired moments in your performance is because of this. And this course is literally what unlocks all of those things for you to actually make the progress you want, play the way you've always dreamed of, and then continue to add on more advanced education in a optimal, successful way that allows you to use it instead of just kind of like half copying it, not really knowing what it is. It really integrates after you've gone through this. So much is happening. The new platform is absolutely fantastic. The community is amazing. The gamification, the messaging, the way the courses are structured, it's lightning fast. It's absolutely fantastic. And I'm so thrilled about this brand new platform that we are moving to, because it's absolutely going to be a game changer. And I will never move from this platform for the rest of my life. I've moved so many different times in a lot of different ways, but I'll never move from this platform ever again. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So that is that for today. I will be back to more consistent podcasts and YouTube lessons. And if you are interested in picking up the Proficient Jazz Piano course, again, it's essentially three courses in one. Okay, the price is going up by the end of the week. Not too much, but you can get it for sale right now by going to jazzpianoschool.com/New Year's with an S, plural, because it's our New Year's sale, right, for all students trying to get a little boost in their new 2026 education. And again, once you purchase the Proficient Jazz Pianist, you're more than welcome to upgrade and unlock the future pass by joining the membership, right? But the Proficient Jazz Pianist is really going to solve so many issues for, again, 99.999999 of students out there. Like almost every single person listening right now, I would not turn them on to any other more advanced education, because this literally is amazing. And I challenge you. I challenge you to buy the course. If you test out of all the proficiency levels, I'll give you your money back. Like if you send me videos testing out of the highest level of proficiency on all three goals, I'll give you your money back immediately. Send me a video. I challenge you, right? I guarantee that, again, like I said, 99 out of 100 students could not test out of the proficiency level. And what does that mean? It's not to put you down by any means. Please, like, I was in your position as well. It's definitely not to say, oh, you're not good, right? That's not what it's about. It's about showing you the map. It's about exposing your weaknesses to show you what you need to work on, because the components and tools in this are literally used in every single thing that you will play in jazz piano. Every single thing. And if you don't have these proficient elements down, these solid tools you're going to need every single time you play, what's going to happen? You're never going to reach the point that you want, right? But if you work on these and you test out a proficiency, when you go to play for the rest of your life, you will be absolutely phenomenal. So much better than you ever were. And your progress and your playing and performance will exponentially skyrocket because of the work you've done with the proficient jazz pianist. Okay? So you can pick it up on sale throughout the end of the week, or again, it'll be available on the website as the only thing. This is the only thing I'm going to be marketing on the website. That's it, because it's going to be the only entryway. It's the only thing I want to sell for Jazz Piano School, because that's how confident I am in its results and the course and the new platform. And that's it. That's it. Now, if you're a member listening to this, go through the Proficient Jazz Pianist. Don't use the main curriculum anymore. That'll be in the library of the membership. You can always revisit that there in all the other videos, and you can jump around once you've upgraded and you've tested out a proficiency. You can jump all over the place because you've gone through proficiency. But if you're a member, or a lifetime elite member, or just a regular monthly or yearly member, go through the Proficient Jazz Pianist and start to work on that, because that is the new best thing. And again, it's all based off of data that I utilized and tested this system on my live program students, and their results were jaw-dropping to me. I'd never seen students make so much progress so fast, okay? A little bit of kind of an infomercial in a way on this podcast, and I apologize. I made it a true conscious decision not to talk so structurally about JPS, so I will be going back to your regular scheduled program coming up. But I did want to get that out of the way so that students could really have an update, because I haven't podcasted or dropped any content in a long time. Okay. Hope you had a great New Year's. Hopefully your January is going really, really well, and try to really utilize my advice in the beginning of this podcast, and keep, like, right about now in January is where motivation starts to drop off, right? The New Year's motivation starts to die out. We realize that life is lifing again, and we're kind of off that high of the new year and things like that, and we're back into our routine. Try to put that out of your mind. Just take baby steps every day. You can do it. And it absolutely can be done. Just realize that it does take work. It does take longer than you even think. But with the Proficient Jazz Pianist, those fundamental elements will help you immensely if you go step by step and work on them. And they're such simple, simple things, simple concepts for you to work on that will allow you to really unlock your full potential at jazz piano. Talk to you soon. It's good to be back, and have a great day.